Unit 13, Crime and Punishment.
Almost everyone accepts the fact that crime can never be wiped out entirely. Almost everyone accepts the fact that crime can never be wiped out entirely. Almost everyone accepts the fact that crime can never be wiped out entirely. However, there are four main ideas behind the punishment of criminals, none of which has proven 100% effective. However, there are four main ideas behind the punishment of criminals, none of which has proven 100% effective. However, there are four main ideas behind the punishment of criminals, none of which has proven 100% effective. The aim of deterrence is to prevent people from committing crimes by making the penalties more severe than any benefit that might come from committing a crime. The aim of deterrence is to prevent people from committing crimes by making the penalties more severe than any benefit that might come from committing a crime. The aim of deterrence is to prevent people from committing crimes by making the penalties more severe than any benefit that might come from committing a crime. Some systems look only to get retribution or revenge against criminals. Some systems look only to get retribution or revenge against criminals. Some systems look only to get retribution or revenge against criminals. Rehabilitation is another philosophy by which many systems of punishment operate. Rehabilitation is another philosophy by which many systems of punishment operate. Rehabilitation is another philosophy by which many systems of punishment operate. The idea is to try to help change the person's behavior and attitude so that he or she becomes a law-abiding citizen. The idea is to try to help change the person's behavior and attitude so that he or she becomes a law-abiding citizen. The idea is to try to help change the person's behavior and attitude so that he or she becomes a law-abiding citizen. This refers to the removing of the criminal from society by placing them in prison where they are physically incapable of reoffending. This refers to the removing of the criminal from society by placing them in prison where they are physically incapable of reoffending. This refers to the removing of the criminal from society by placing them in prison where they are physically incapable of reoffending. Imprisonment as a form of punishment is used in all countries of the world. Imprisonment as a form of punishment is used in all countries of the world. Imprisonment as a form of punishment is used in all countries of the world. In 2003, there were an estimated 8.75 million prisoners around the world. In 2003, there were an estimated 8.75 million prisoners around the world. In 2003, there were an estimated 8.75 million prisoners around the world. In others, capital punishment remains only officially in law books, but is rarely used. 15 countries have capital punishment, but only enforce it during wartime, while 21 countries, despite officially retaining the death penalty, never enforce it. In others, capital punishment remains only officially in law books, but is rarely used. 15 countries have capital punishment, but only enforce it during wartime, while 21 countries, despite officially retaining the death penalty, never enforce it. In others, capital punishment remains only officially in law books, but is rarely used. 15 countries have capital punishment, but only enforce it during wartime, while 21 countries, despite officially retaining the death penalty, never enforce it. They think that the media's heavy focus on crimes, particularly violent or sensational ones, has led people to believe that crime rates are rocketing. They think that the media's heavy focus on crimes, particularly violent or sensational ones, has led people to believe that crime rates are rocketing. They think that the media's heavy focus on crimes, particularly violent or sensational ones, has led people to believe that crime rates are rocketing.